Every day, thousands of people write letters and emails to the president. Now and then, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reads from one of those letters during her White House briefing. She read a letter last month from a boy who she said embodied the ambitious spirit of America.
Dear Mr. President, it would be my honor to mow the White House lawn for some weekend for you. Even though I'm only 10, I'd like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for.
Today, that young man, Frank of Falls Church, Virginia, got his chance. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his letter, Frank Giaccio offered to bring his own power mower and weed whacker to the White House, but that turned out to be unnecessary. The Park Service groundskeepers had all the equipment he needed. So after donning work gloves and safety glasses, Frank fired up the mower and got to work. The White House grounds cover 18 acres, but Frank was assigned to one high-profile chunk, the lawn in the Rose Garden, just outside the Oval Office.
It was good apart from the blazing hot sun, but the good thing was there were no hills.
Two of the regular groundskeepers were impressed, saying Frank did an excellent job. And it's no surprise. His dad, Gregory Giaccio, says this is not Frank's first time behind a mower.
Frank has always followed me around when I'm doing the yard work, and he's always wanted to do it. And this year, he's 10, and he felt he was competent to use the power mower, and for the first time, he did a great job.
Frank also showed off his entrepreneurial powers this summer, handing out flyers in his Virginia neighborhood and signing up a couple of regular lawn mowing customers. He earns about $20 a week, which his dad says is pretty good money for a kid his age, but Frank wanted more. He figured he could boost his business by writing to the president, who, after all, knows a thing or two about marketing. Frank was surprised and delighted when the White House press secretary read his letter out loud on television.
I didn't actually know that I was going to come up on TV, but I was like, let's see how far this gets me.
So far, it's gotten him a tour of the White House, a spate of television interviews, and a handshake photo with the president himself, who watched this morning as Frank pushed his mower around the Rose Garden.
Future of the country right there. We're lucky. That's the real future of the country.
Frank might want to use that slogan when he updates the flyer for his lawn mowing business. He didn't charge for the White House job, but he does get to keep the Park Service work gloves, along with what his dad says are some priceless memories. And the young entrepreneur is already thinking about how he'll spend the profits from his other lawn mowing gigs. Maybe a smartphone, Frank says, or a really big Lego set. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.